Yo, who that boy, who him is, him that nigga, I swear, stand out guy, him don't need no chair, well, where the fuck him at, cause nigga, I'm right here.
Alright, it's me, Timothy Robert Buckner from Lucha Undead, and This Week in Wrestling, coming at you guys with another pod blast. Figured I'd keep on getting in this game, talking about a little bit more obscure stuff, maybe undercovered, upper, underrepresented in the stuff I love. So this time, I'm here to talk to you guys about Fight Club Pro's most recent show, Stranger Than Fiction, as they're in a new building, Star Works Warehouse. Definitely, I hate to say it, but definitely a departure from the Fight Club Pro kind of venues that I like, or that I grew to love over the years. It's really interesting watching Fight Club Pro grow, because a lot of their character was in their small venue style, not really being as mainstream and as big as they're becoming now, not as produced. They still stay pretty underproduced. They're not going over the top with stuff, so it's still good. The wrestling's still great. It's definitely worth viewing, and it's just similar to Progress. It's funny, Fight Club Pro, I think, was around longer than Progress, and it took them much longer to kind of break out and end up in this position like Progress has, but they're here now, and if you haven't checked out the shows before, you just get into it now. I think you can definitely enjoy it for what it is without kind of comparing it to the past. So we open up this show with Mark Davis, I guess a recent Aussie import to the UK, maybe slightly less recent than I assume, going up against Kyle Fletcher, a guy who's been kind of, I've noticed him popping around on Attack Pro, some Fight Club Pro shows here and there. These guys have a really great showcase match against each other, throwing big heavy strikes, big bombs, back and forth. Really kind of your Young Lions match, if you will, for the UK scene, but they're allowed to kind of take it to the extreme and do whatever spots they want. It's not as metered and controlled as a Young Lions match. I guess I should have said in the beginning, I won't be doing any spoilers here, so you don't have to worry about that, so I won't tell you who wins, who loses, but I will just kind of give you overviews of the matches. From there, we get into a three-way tag team match. I got BT Gunn and Wolfgang from, most known from appearing on the WWE UK title tournament. And they're going up against Extra Talented, a team that I've talked a couple of times about with Pete over on This Week in Wrestling, wrestling primarily out of Texas. Aaron Solo, Ricky Starks, their name plays off of the fact that they've done a lot of extra work for the WWE. They've recently done a quick tour of the UK, and they're going against the perennial tag team of the UK scene, the Hunter Brothers. If you only watch the bigger companies in the UK, like RPW and Progress, possibly IPW if you dip into there a little bit, and maybe if you're watching ICW or WXW, even very rarely do the Hunter Brothers kind of show up, but the smaller indier companies in the UK, they're always on every show, always having great matches. This is no exception. Lots of hard-hitting, fast-paced action here. Extra Talented to have their characters down, constantly getting heat, working off of their characters. Great spots in this match. Timing's pretty much perfect. But it's a little clustery, I would say. Wolfgang definitely feels like a bit of an afterthought here. It's kind of interesting seeing him getting these bookings in Fight Club Pro, a guy who primarily worked in ICW for a long time and then kind of showed up here after the UK tournament. It's kind of the what's going on with the UK tournament, as this company is, I guess, not kind of telling people anything. This company is owned and run by Trent Seven and Clint Margera. Trent Seven, obviously, in the UK title tournament. Now they're bringing in other guys that were in the tournament that they might not have done before. So it's just more of that WWE influence. This, I don't know if it is being used, but seemingly is being used as another place where guys from the WWE UK tournament, the UK guys that WWE has their eye on, can work and try some stuff out. So a decent match. From here, we go into Dan Maloney, another guy from the WWE UK tournament, but he is a Fight Club Pro original, or always been there. I guess you wouldn't say original for that. He hasn't been there from the start, but he started in Fight Club, primarily trained with Fight Club Pro. Has a great character, great heel work. He's going up against Clint Margera, as I said, one of the owners, one of the people running the show. He calls out, says he's the biggest badass in the company. Clint Margera comes out to take him on and prove him wrong, and Dan really just beats him pillar to post the whole way through, asserting his dominance and his toughness. This is a wild crowd brawl. Clint Margera, known for his deathmatch wrestling, just recently saw him in the Tournament of Death have some really just bloody, violent match there. I think just the one. But yeah, then from there, this match just is kind of showing that Dan Maloney is a real badass, a real tough guy. After the match, we get Martina the Session Moss showing up for no real reason, just to dance, and to get some more heat on Dan as he attacks her for dancing on him. And then we get Shea Purser coming out, a pretty well-known, kind of a cult figure within the Attack Pro and Fight Club Pro world. He is a ref who plays heel sometimes, babyface other times. Here he's playing babyface to defend the honor of the Session Moth from Dan Maloney, and I won't tell you how it goes, but it's definitely a lot of fun. For there, we got a four-way match, or what we think is going to be a three-way match, as it starts out with Jordan Devlin, Mark Haskins, and Will Ospreay. Another Fight Club original, a Fight Club Pro exclusive wrestler, except for he does show up on Lucha Forever from time to time. So another time where I'm saying the wrong words that I shouldn't be saying, huh? Omori comes out to add himself to the fray. This match is just wild, action-packed, just all-over-the-place action. Ospreay flipping, diving, big stuff. Mark Haskins kind of keeps the match together, pushing action the whole way through. Jordan Devlin really kind of felt like a shrinking violet here. I feel like he didn't stand out much at all. Unfortunately, this guy has shown me very little in the stuff that I've seen from him, especially outside of another guy outside of he was an OTT. He's more of an OTT guy. Some of the stuff I've seen from him in OTT is fine. It's hit or miss. Just a guy trained by Finn Balor. Doesn't have much to me, honestly. The character, I think I could see it. I think that other people might get into it. To me, it feels really surface-level heel. Could use some depth to his character. Could definitely use some, just a trademark match, a trademark showing off. Something that really kind of makes him stand out more for me. Because as of right now, the guy just isn't doing much for me. From there, we get into what I would say was probably my match of the night, which was shocking because I kind of didn't expect it, as we've got a relatively unknown newcomer, young teenage Millie McKenzie, a UK girl who I know almost nothing about, coming into this match. I hadn't really seen her before. Looked her up, found out she's from England. She is not even, I think, 20. She's in her teens. And she's going up against, I think, what you could arguably be one of the best women's wrestlers on the planet right now, Kaylee Ray. If you're excluding Joshi, which I unfortunately do because I haven't been following very much, there's not a lot of girls in wrestling better than her when she's serious and on it. I'd say maybe, you know, Shayna Baszler, my own personal kind of taste, puts her over her. Nicole Savoy, another one where it has to do with that I prefer that style. I guess you could make some arguments about maybe Nikki Cross, Heidi Lovelace, Kimberly, but if you're talking not signed to WWE, I don't know that there's much better than Kaylee Ray, right? I guess I could have mentioned Nixon Newell, recent signing to WWE as well. This match was just fantastic. You got Kaylee Ray playing Grumpy Vet, slightly heel, but really not over the top, just not taking this girl as serious as she can. A problem that I have with Kaylee Ray a lot of times is she goes a little bit too comedy, and that's when I don't like her. I think when she's 100% serious, 100% serious, she's one of the best wrestlers on the planet. So right here, it plays into the character that she's not joking, but she's not taking Millie as seriously as she might. So it kind of works still to make her character believable in the fight. She's really taking it to her underdog. Millie McKenzie here is just phenomenal. Plucky young baby face, cute little blonde girl who's just getting destroyed by this big, mean Irish woman. I think she's Irish. She might be Scottish. I might be wrong on that, so don't quote me on that one. I should do a little bit more research before I pop on these things, huh? Her just getting demolished and fighting back when she can, powering up from underneath when she can, but really just getting taken advantage of the whole way through is just some of the best stuff you're going to see. I guess I haven't been giving star ratings throughout this, but I'd probably put this at like 3.75, maybe 3.5. It's not quite that 4-star level. I mean, maybe on a rewatch it could pump up to 4-star, but realistically, I mean, this was the best match of the night in that 3.5 to 4-star range. So this show was not knocking it out of the park with match of the year candidate after match of the year candidate, but at this point it blew by. I think it's under 2 hours long altogether. So then we go into what there is the main event proper, a match that really felt like it was meant to be a trios tag, but then got split up into a six-way match. You've got Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, CCK, Chris Brooks, Kid Like Us, and Travis Banks all going at it for the Fight Club Pro title. I guess they don't call it a world heavyweight title or anything like that. It's just the Fight Club Pro title. Felt like it's meant to be CCK versus British Strong Style. A lot of the matches kind of built around that dynamic. The only guy who really very clearly is crossing lines and not really giving a shit about who he fights against is Pete Dunne, as he'll really take it to the guys who you could see as his partners, as well as the CCK team. And they're not a team in this match, so there you go. But he does kind of indulge with teasing and doing the Waterball spots and the Triple H spots together, making reference to their, you know, NXT dalliances that this team has had recently. It does take away from the match for me slightly. It's not as bad as their trios matches, where it's very clearly a lot of bad choreographed stuff. This has a lot of great action. Kid Like Us, just criminally underappreciated for just how good he is. He shows it off here. The guy is just... He goes move for move with Tyler Bate. He may not have the power game, but he can keep up with him for everything else. And then Ani obviously best him even with some of his dives. The guy's body control is out of this world. The only guy who you could say comes close is probably Will Ospreay, Ricochet in the game of just being able to have this really cool control of himself in the air while flipping and diving, twisting, getting thrown around the way that he does. Obviously, Chris Brooks is a major standout of the UK scene right now for personality and wrestling acumen. Really spent the past couple of years focusing a lot more on his personality and character and a lot less on his work, but that backbone is still there and he can still go when he needs to. And Travis Banks, I mean, what can you say about Travis Banks? But the guy, he's just phenomenal, and the way that he works is just... I mean, superb. He's got the gimmick of being the wrestler, right? He's the serious wrestler, but he plays it to a T and does it really, really great here. I guess I said no spoilers, so I'll just, I won't kind of belabor the point, but I thought that the booking of this match was perfect. It fit the characters really well, the way that it ends up. And I guess there will be one final spoiler here, as I'll play you, let's say, the aftermath of what happened. So if you don't want to know anything that happens, just go ahead and turn it off here and now. Otherwise, you know, over and out. If you're not checking out Fight Club Pro or digging a little bit deeper into the UK scene, I recommend it. We got the openers with the Australians, another scene that you can definitely dig your teeth into, as more Australians are showing up in the UK here. Right now, it's kind of the place to be. So Australia, UK scene, it's where it's at. So otherwise, yeah, just go check me out. Follow me on Twitter at LuchaUndead.
So push that best aside.